Matt Johnson back with more of the pregame show as the Yellow Jackets opening up the 2019-20 conference season here tonight against the Northland College Lumberjacks here in Ashland. And I'm now joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Greg Polkowski. And coach, I know you've had a little bit of a long layoff here. The last time you played was a couple days before Thanksgiving. 2-4 on the season to this point. Not too bad considering the difficulty of schedules that you've played so far. But I know that you would have liked to have seen a little bit more competitive games against Stevens Point and against River Falls. I know there were some moments where you felt like the team played well, but probably the Thanksgiving break came at a good time and gave you guys a little bit of time to regroup before you head into conference play here.
Yeah, I think, you know, we got 6 non-conference games under our belt and kind of came in waves, you know, with the tournament, playing Concordia, then going into a stretch of 3 WIAC schools and you know, I don't think we've spoke since the Concordia game. You know, went down to Eau Claire. I thought we played really well down there. Was happy with how things went down there. River Falls, we were not at our best, you know, that following 2 days after the Eau Claire game. But we just didn't show what we're capable of. And credit to River Falls, played well. And I thought against Point, you know, overall, you know, we had some defensive lapses early on. They obviously shot the ball really well, but I think we gave them some opportunities to get going. I thought we really responded well. You know, I think we outscored them 31-23 in the second half, where we had not seen that against River Falls. So that was good, but, you know, we didn't get off to a great start, and when you face a good team like that, you know, you can't you can't have those lapses. But it was a good stretch of, like you said, good competition and for us to really continue to get better. I mean, I think we've been really true to, you know, who we are and the results that have occurred, whether good or bad, and have really just focused on continuing to get better. So that's kind of been a summary of the last 6 games. But I mean, if I look to where we were on, you know, going into game one to where we are now, I feel we're a better team. And, you know, that's obviously what we want heading into conference play tonight.
Well, one of the things I know that you guys are working on is getting some scoring depth throughout the lineup, getting some points off the bench. I mean, a lot of the points have been coming so far from the starting 5. You know, you've got 3 guys that you kind of look to score the ball a little bit, and Bede Milinkovic, and Mac Rechdahl, and also Alan Anderson, the transfer from Bemidji State, has become something of a scorer. But the freshman out of Superior here, Mason Ackley, he's had a really nice little run here. 2 straight double-figure scoring games, and it seems like he's really coming to his own here as the season moves on.
Yeah, Mason's doing well, and, you know, I think everything, you know, you talk scoring, you know, that's all come naturally. I mean, I even with Veed and Mac and Allen, you know, I would say they do have a scoring mentality and do look for that at times, and we do run some stuff for them. But all of it, whether it be those 3 or Mason or anybody, it's all pretty evolved naturally, and the focus has been kind of just getting ourselves going collectively as a group. And I think, you know, you mentioned the bench scoring. I think, you know, we haven't seen that necessarily in waves, but, you know, Juwan Janaire went, you know, 2-of-2 against Point, had 2 really good looks. Eli Vogel's been very active. I think he was 1-of-5 against Point, but active there. And you know, Joe Kramer does have the ability off the bench, so we're still figuring that out. You know, Ronnie Galvin, Xavier Patterson have seen some time for us, so I think that'll steadily keep coming along. But you know, just like it has for Mason, you know, he has, that's all come naturally. That hasn't been forced. He's continued to grow, you know, with what we try to do as a team, and I'm hopeful that you know, our bench scoring will do the same.
Well, I'm glad that you brought up both Mason and talking about his development, but also Juwan Janaire, you know, a guy who didn't see a lot of minutes last year, saw his minutes increase as the year went on, but he seems like he's really become a key player for you guys because he's usually the 6th or 7th man off the bench for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, and to, again, being realistic and honest about the situation, he's gotten better, and that has been I'll say 100% credit to him. I'd like to say a product of our program, not necessarily me, but, you know, our focus on developing guys. But at the same time, it's been a credit to him of really buying into what we're trying to do, him putting in work himself outside of the season, outside of practice. And, yeah, it means something to him. He's a great teammate. You know, as you know, brings great size to us. And I think, you know, defensively, he's always been – kind of a guy we can rely on, but I think his offensive game is continuing to develop, and he's getting in a good flow with, you know, the other 4 guys on the floor around him.
And now turning this game today against Northland, it's a team that you guys have traditionally played close games with, played two very close games with them last year. Both were one-possession games at the end. Beat them by three here in your first matchup, and then lost by one in what was a really back-and-forth game, a game of two halves. Really, it ended up that they were ended up edging you 74-73. But they're also a team that tends to be really well-coached. Scott Sorensen, who's been there for a while now, has established his system pretty well. But they lost some key pieces from last year's team. And, you know, they're kind of in the same boat you guys are in at a certain level, trying to kind of find themselves a little bit this time of the year. What else do you know about the Lumberjacks here heading this game tonight?
Yeah, I think, you know, they did lose some guys, but, you know, they have some returners. And, you know, Larry Benny's been a mainstay for them, you know, his whole career there and is a big part for them. The mole kid is really developed into a nice player for them. They do have some new pieces that I think are playing very well for them. I think they're a different makeup of a team where, you know, in the past you had the Modesta Britton kid they could run a lot of stuff for. They had some other guard play that I think they really tried to, you know, exploit those players and their strengths, and they've always done a good job of that. But I think, you know, from what I've seen this far is, you know, they play very well together as a team. They share the ball. You know, it's going to be a similar game to what, you know, occurred with Stevens Point and their style of play. You know, compared to how Point played, I think you'll see a lot of similarities there. And, you know, they've done well. They've got a couple wins under their belt, but, you know, they were up healthy double digits against Concordia St. Paul in their last outing 8 days ago as well, you know, a D2 program. So they played well there. They, you know, they eventually, you know, did not beat St. Norbert, but really competed early on very well with them at St. Norbert, which is a high-level program. So, yeah, we will have our hands full. It's at their gym. As you mentioned, we've historically had very close games with them. It's kind of, you know, under the radar, maybe developed into a little bit of a rivalry. Just, you know, both teams want to win. And, you know, I know they work hard at it. I feel we work hard at it. So it's, you know, conference opener. So, yeah, there's a lot behind it tonight. It'll be a fun game.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for your time and good luck tonight against the Lumberjacks.
Thanks, Matt, as always.
That was Yellow Jacket head coach Greg Polkowski. I'll be right back with the starting lineups and then the opening tip of this UMAC conference opener between the Yellow Jackets and Northland College right after this. This is Yellow Jacket men's basketball on 91.3 FM, KUBD West Superior.